That's another episode of Draped in Gold, your one-stop shop for NXT and NXT UK content. My name, Lovable Boys. I'm in the catbird seat, but you know this. When it comes down to the show, it's not about me. It's about who I am within the booth. My partner is an award-winning presenter. I'm not allowed to describe him using the word fantastic, but he's just that good. You can see him doing ring announcing. You can see him doing journalism. You can see him being a co-host of the Mac Mania podcast. I think we earned our 6W. No idea. Please give it up for the real Jack Farmer. What's up, man?
Flobo boys, it's been a very busy week. Just got done filming over at the United Wrestling Network and also Santino Brothers. I always talk about doing commentary over there. You know, the LA Rumble is now for free on YouTube. You can check it out and hear this amazing voice calling all the action.
What makes an LA Rumble?
It happens in LA.
I walked right into that. But thank you so much for watching this live on Facebook. Yeah, live in Eunice, Louisiana, outside Baton Rouge. It's the LA Rumble. Broadcasting live, streaming live, on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. If you're on that Twitch, give me a follow because I like the fact that Jack Farmer gets all these follows with his premium content. I need to be that close. I need to be neck and neck. Right, Kirsten? Thank you so much for rolling with me.
Hashtag verify Flobo nonsense I'm seeing.
Nonsense? Yeah. I'm a journalist. I'm on the Mac Mania podcast. I'm on Draped in Gold. That means me and only me should be verified.
If I get verified before you, you will never hear the end of it. And if you get verified before me, well, then I know the whole thing doesn't matter. It's all silliness anyways.
Like the Oscars. I don't care about awards as long as I win. Lem, you can stream on LinkedIn. That's actually true. You have to apply to be a LinkedIn creative. And then it takes a long time. But somehow they let me through. Can you believe it?
What kind of numbers does LinkedIn get on their streaming?
I have no idea. Who's
yeah, I don't really use YouTube anymore. I like to watch LinkedIn.
I'm playing with house money. I'm there to shut me down. I don't know who watches this thing. So, hello, LinkedIn fans. Let's get right into it. NXT UK, I would say it's heating up, but that is kind of past the point now. We're in the thick of a tournament to crown the new NXT UK champion because Ilya Dragunov had to relinquish that championship. We had two matches today. Let's go over the top of the card for a change. Oliver Carter against Charlie Dempsey, the third man in his quest of going through D-Familia. Oliver Carter is successful. He moves on in the tournament, but the lead here is that he somehow found a way to beat D-Familia one after the other. Defend your guys, Jack.
What we saw today was a act of complete unbridled selfishness on the side of Oliver Carter here. Listen, he's hurt. His leg is damaged. He's not going far in this tournament. He should have done the smart thing, protect himself and forfeit so that one, what? He can heal up, and two, Dempsey, who should be the winner of this thing, can go on without having to have a match in the opening round, a bye, so that he can go in 100% to the semifinals. But no, apparently the drug called ego is something Oliver Carter is incredibly addicted to. Complete selfishness here.
You mean that if you have an opportunity to be the champion of a brand, you'll go, oh no, there's no way I should go forward. He can walk, he can wrestle. It wasn't like the doctor said you can't wrestle. He was cleared.
Oh, I'm sure they did. He probably just didn't notify Sid Scalia about this, which wouldn't surprise me if Oliver Carter was being sneaky and hiding things and lying about things, especially after the way he's been so rude to the very friendly folks in D-Familia. Here's the thing.
Folks at D-Familia, I swear.
Oliver yes. Carter, he's injured. He's hurt. He's seen what has happened to people in championship situations when they try to continue when they're hurt. Oliver Carter should do the smart thing. He should have stepped out and not played spoiler in this thing. Now, Charlie Dempsey, someone who I think all of us would pay great money to see in the finals, now doesn't have the opportunity because Oliver Carter didn't know when to check his ego at the door.
Well, I would say I disagree. You are hurt. The doctors say you're hurt, but here's someone that actually agrees with you. Jack Lamb says, well, Jack has a point, right? No. Yes. Why risk it to get injured just because you want to prove yourself while being broke anyway? Maybe he wants to join Ashton Smith on the injury list. Savage Lamb, dang.
I mean, that's – but Ashton Smith, these guys, they were the tag team champions, the best tag team in the world. They were riding high. And then an injury sidelined everything, sidelined the whole division. But did Oliver Carter learn from that? No. Now he's putting the same kind of risk on the NXT UK title. I mean, as he's doing this, what if he gets sidelined later? What if he ruins the tournament finale? What if he wins the next round but then can't compete in the finale? I mean, it's just – it's reckless. It's selfish. And the fact that Oliver Carter didn't forfeit before this match happened is just – as selfish and egotistical as it gets.
So you had a match and a group jumps you after the fact and you don't have any inkling to get some comeuppance at all. You go, oh, I should probably just heal myself up, Jacob.
Well, you know why he got jumped, right? Because he was being a jerk. They were helping him. They were helping him work out. They were giving him advice, probably giving him good strategic advice, which he's now used against them. But the fact is, regardless of what's happened before, you can't live in the past, Flobo. You can't live in the last week. You gotta live in this week.
You just mentioned Ashton Smith, and now you're saying
Charlie Dempsey should have gone through it with a bye. Oliver Carter should have told Sid Scalia when he first got mentioned. You could see the look on his face when Sid said something. You could see the look of him thinking, you know what, the right thing to do, the responsible thing to do, the adult thing to do would be to forfeit, to give my spot to Charlie Dempsey, someone who's worked so hard and really earned the next round spot. But instead, no. Oliver Carter could only think of himself, couldn't see past his own self-interest, and here we are.
Well, talk about self-interest and just wonky win-loss records. Tioma had a chance to do so for Diva Amelia, but failed there too in his match against Sam Grabble. The Thunderstorm walks away with a convincing and emphatic victory. Diva Amelia is reeling, Jackery.
I've been a fan of Sam Gradwell for a very long time. I've been one of his biggest supporters. I think he could be a big star. In fact, I think it's an absolute shame that he's not in that tournament himself. He's not in the tournament to become the next NXT UK champion. I think that's a complete act of disrespect to Sam Gradwell. You look at him, I've been a fan of his for a while. Clearly, obviously, he has all the physical attributes you could ever want in a pro wrestler. But I always say, more importantly, he's got the mental attributes as well. And you could see them on full display as he was taking advantage of the commotion outside with Rohan Raja getting kicked out and sent to the back. He was able to take advantage of that commotion and the distracted Tioman to get the win.
I can't tell if you're praising him or blaming him for his victory. I'm a little confused. I can't say. Well, because Rohan Raja was being a bit rambunctious and paid for it by being banished to the back. So, I mean, this is what it has to do.
I mean, you get excited when your family is involved in a fight. You know, you can't expect Rohan Raja to not be excited, not to be a little rambunctious.
Well, Diva Amelia is done, right? They're washed. They're washed up. They're old news. They're broken. They're terrible now. Official. Confirmed.
No, they're not washed up in old news. I mean, Tioman obviously was emotionally drained seeing what happened to his family member.
Oh, emotionally drained. Are you kidding me?
Would you, Flobo, maybe you just don't care about your family the way
debatable
about theirs, but they were very
I don't want to hear it, because just a second ago, you said, you know what, Oliver Carter wasn't 100%, he could probably step aside, and this person, Tiamat, gets to go out there and fight the odds. If he was that distraught, he can hold off that matchup the next week or forfeit there, too.
He didn't have time to forfeit here. I mean, his match is right after. You know, he doesn't forfeit. Tiamat is one of those guys, he never wants to put the burden on other people, and so he knew that he needed to step up. In fact, Tioman, I think, deserves kind of like an honorary a win here for being able to give back to the NXT UK community. And even though he was going through a very tough emotional time with what just happened to his family, still came in, still gave it his all. Now, Sam Gradwell, obviously, I just praised the guy too much to get the win. But really, I mean, when you talk about the heart of a champion, Tioman, slow clap today. Slow clap.
Jack Farmer said there was no time to forfeit, as if there was an application process or something, just saying, I'm not going to do this matchup.
You think the application to get streaming on LinkedIn is crazy?
I mean, it is. It was serpentine. Okay, let's talk about our Our main event, Wolfgang Trent 7, the other half of our bracket, which is kind of weird to do the left side of the bracket at the same time, but that's a very small nitpick. Trent 7 gets to win. Tyler Bate was in the building. Now, I gotta say, this Trent 7 guy's looking pretty mean, but the question I have for you, Jack, is this. Will there ever be a universe where Wolfgang will be UK champion or nah?
There certainly could be. Wolfgang, I've said before, has everything to be the champion. He's strong. He's tough. He can fight. I was watching this just as a little side universe. We talk about in a world, in a universe, in a timeline. I don't know why. This just kind of came into my mind. A Sam Gradwell-Wolfgang tag team seemed like they would be a fun, feisty duo to see come together and beat the brakes off of people, as people sometimes like to say.
But I hate it.
Of course you would. You don't like greatness.
No. Actually, I'm pretty tolerant of greatness. No, these are two guys. These are two guys that we were saying left and right can go for the top of the mountain, can be NXT UK champions. Let us put them in a tag team. A tag team division is actually pretty deep for a brand that size. Keep them separate, baby.
That's why I think they'd be good there. It's a deep brand, or it's a deep division, and I think they could do a lot of big damage there. But that said, I agree. I think Wolfgang could do big things here. I think that he's someone who could be a champion anywhere he goes. I think I was actually thinking, I don't want him to leave NXT UK because I love him here so much, but I'd like to see him beat up some NXT 2.0 kids as well. I think he'd be great there. But I think if Wolfgang didn't get this draw, I think this draw is what cost him. He didn't get a chance to get going after his last loss. He just had a very, very taxing match with Dragunov just recently. And then to step into the ring with Trent Seven, the king, the hero, the savior of all British sports.
What?
You don't have a chance in that situation. You know, you coming out of a tough fight, you're beat up, you're hurt, you're trying to rebound, and you step into the savior of all British sports ring. It's not a good combination. I don't think anyone's going to really get through there. And I don't think Wolfgang needs to feel bad about this loss, as silly as that sounds. I mean, who's beaten Trent Seven? The answer, no one.
The savior of all British sport.
Well, yeah.
Okay, well then riddle me this. The return of one of your boys, Eddie Dennis, as he stared down Andre Trace and Trace University. You're a big Eddie Dennis fan. You thought he was the smartest guy in the brand. But you're telling me the smartest guy, the most capable guy, is not the king of British sport? Which one is it, sir?
I loved seeing how Eddie Dennis schooled Chase U. Finally educated Andre Chase. Gave him a real teaching, you know? And what I was watching as I was looking at this stuff, the thing that really stood out to me is Saxton Huxley there in class. You'll notice taking Chase U classes, still a moron, but maybe with Eddie Dennis to teach him, much like everyone was saying. You could hear Andre Chase was like, look, I can't reach these kids. Maybe you can, Eddie Dennis. And Eddie Dennis, he knows it's going to be hard work, but something I've been preaching for a while, Eddie Dennis and Saxton Huxley, that could be a dynamic team. And if there's anyone that can reach that madman, it's Eddie Dennis.
Let me read my notes here. Saxton Huxley and Eddie Dennis. Oh my God, Jack called this. He won't shut up about it, probably. So yes, you did say that at one point, Saxton Huxley. But I got to say though, as much as I am not the biggest fan of Eddie Dennis, he does drag me on social media all the time. That standoff between teacher and educator was pretty cool to see. Out of a comic book, it was awesome.
It was a lot of fun, and I do want to see them have a match. Eddie Dennis would wipe the floor with Andre Chase and show him what the difference, I guess they would call it university versus college, or however they phrase it. I'd love to see Eddie Dennis show Andre Chase what a real teacher is all about.
Well, here's the chance for someone. Something to beat people up. Apparently, the fans of Noam Dar wants a rematch for the Heritage Cup title, but Mark Coffey and Sid Scala are a little less than impressed. Noam Dar has a snowball's chance of getting that cup back, or am I just being too pessimistic about the Super Scala Supernova?
You don't get millions of fans writing letters, especially in this day and age, without being one of the greatest of all time, and especially without actually being the greatest heritage champion of all time. Noam Dar never should have had this title taken away from him. It was clearly a fluke when it happened.
I'm surprised
that they even have to have this match. When you have, listen, WWE always talks about listening to the fans. Flobo, millions with an S at the end of people are writing letters. When was the last time you wrote a letter? I mean, they got pen and parchment and they wrote it down. They put it in the mail. In the post,
you don't think millions post. You don't think millions of pieces of parchment is a little bit suspect, a little sus.
Well, I wrote one. Did you?
No, that's the point. No one wrote one.
I wrote a letter as soon as that match was over.
I don't want to believe this at all. I don't think you care that
much.
My
letter was out the mail before the referee would have been able to count to four.
Well, okay, you make a good point here. The Heritage Cup style matches, or rounds matches, as we get to it later, are designed to not be flukes. Mark Coffey, in theory, earned this victory.
In theory?
In practice. Yeah. In history.
I mean, in theory, we're a 50-50 shot of living in a simulation, Flobo. Doesn't mean it's happening. Doesn't mean it's true.
Are birds real? I need to know. Something a simulation would say. Fine. Also, elsewhere in our women's division, total dust up and the backstage falling out from last week's, melee, fray. But again, Nina Samuels and Amel, this is like a story we've seen a couple times because your girl, Nina Samuels, has the worst timing as a journalist to be like, hey, how do you feel, you loser? That's terrible.
Sometimes as a journalist, and look, I've been backstage and I've had to get those interviews. Sometimes the inopportune time is the right time. Sometimes you want to interview people when they are feeling emotional and when they are feeling in that moment. And Nina Samuels, once again, shows why she is one of the best in the business at getting these exclusive interviews. She was able to get Amel to give an interview that, Flobo, I don't say this lightly, this may have been just as big as her promo video packages that we're still raving about. Nina Samuels was able to pull something out of Amel that I think really resonated with all of us.
It was rage. She's annoying her.
Another person could have gotten that interview except for Nina Samuels, the greatest interviewer of all time. Nina Samuels, blank for emphasis, Mean Gene.
Okay. So Amel has aspirations of becoming champion, but we never really got that match between Mako Satomura and Saray. So what's up with that?
I don't know what's up with that. I'll be honest. I kind of wanted to see Mako Satomura versus Saray. I don't know what happened outside of the fact that maybe Blair Davenport didn't, and she took them both out, which can we agree that if you're able to beat up both the champion and the number one contender, that you should be the champion?
Again, in theory, but you did it by complaining and saying, "Wah, how come I'm not in the title match? Wah, so demerit." Lamb says,
"You don't get to demerit me."
Demerit for everybody. Samuels is so nice.
You have gone to the Eddie Dennis school.
Lamb says, "Nia Samuels is so nice. She wanted to put the spotlight on Amel while she suffered some bad losses lately. What a great person Nina is."
She is. You know, sometimes when you're feeling left out in the cold, the bright spotlight of Nina Samuels is what you need.
Dylan, Nina Samuels greater than Barbara Walters. Okay.
Clearly, lukewarm take. I mean, we all feel that way, Dylan.
Well, here's our bridge from NXT UK to NXT. Thea Hill had two matches this week, and she is officially 0-2. You know, Flopito said for weeks upon months that Thea Hell's the future. I have a little bit of egg on my face, but besides that, Chase University going by coastal. Question for you, Jack Farmer. Keep him at 2.0 or ship him out across the pond. What do you think?
Chase you?
Mm-hmm.
Get him out of here. We already got a schoolmaster in charge around here.
Wow.
We don't need that. That scam of an American school. You know American schools are scams. Flobo, get them out of here. They're going to bankrupt that country if you keep that school over there.
They are? I got 2 degrees I printed out from my own ink that says my degree is legitimate. Fine.
Right, yeah. I always say, I got my degree at Art Institute of California. I always say the first thing they teach you is how to print up a degree.
That's the best one, though, of all the art institutes. The one in New York was at the cooking school, I believe. So there you go. Yeah. But yes, two matches. Yeah, Eliza Alexander and Ariana Grace on both NXTs. Thea Hell 0-2. Does Thea Hell have a high ceiling? Just kind of just a bump in the road, or are there more dangerous forces at play?
She has to have a high ceiling. She's like 18, right? I mean, I feel like we joke 18. Around about age, but I think she's literally like fresh.
Yeah, she did graduate college. High school.
So when you're that athletically gifted and you're that young and you're already plugged in with the best coaches in the world with the WWE NXT system, yeah, you got a high ceiling. You'll probably do just fine as long as something doesn't take you out of that system. She'll be fantastic as long as I think the one thing that can stop her is if she keeps palling around with goof-offs like Bodhi.
Oh, snap, the Bodhi hate out of nowhere.
I mean, look, Bodhi is a loser. He's a chucklehead. You know, I mean, she's hanging out with him and she's giving people black eyes that are just trying to enjoy their life. She's getting in fights she shouldn't be. She needs to get away from these guys and start taking things serious. I don't want to jump all the way over to the U.S., but she should start hanging out
with people
who have their act together, like a diamond mine, like a Roderick Strong. That's where she should be learning, not from Chase U.
I kind of wish there was a diamond mine without jerks in it. but I agree with you, Jack. But let's talk about ceilings, though, because our opening contest was a story that was brewing behind the scenes. Kiana James versus Akita Lyons. These are both women that we talked about on the show about having ceilings or not. But here's something, the curious case of Nikita Lyons, because a couple months ago, she was sitting in the social media sphere on fire. But as I can tell, a little bit of backlash this week with the match. So if you had to pick one or the other, it's on your phantom roster, Kiana James, Akita Lyons, who do you got?
I go with Kiana James in a heartbeat. Kiana James, this was, you mentioned it, and Akita Lyons, one of those popular people in NXT 2.0, but I don't let Twitter and Instagram influence my way of thinking. I like to think who is actually the person with everything you need to be successful in pro wrestling. And I think this week we saw that Kiana James, she showed us what studying does. She showed us what analyzing the numbers do. She showed us what understanding the angles and the math does. And that's why she got the last laugh in this thing. She was the one standing over Nikita Lyons. How's that Instagram post going to look? Kiana James standing tall. No one's going to go fact check the things that don't matter. They're going to say Kiana James got one up on Nikita Lyons. That's why Kiana James is the person with the higher ceiling, because she knows how to architecturally get that ceiling higher.
Is that a science? Okay, whatever. Well, props to Jack. I love that. You land that plane perfectly.
Theorem.
Okay, you don't have a Pythagorean theory with sass, good sir. Pythagorean theory. You don't got to be all that. I'm just saying.
That's how you get the diagonal of the triangle.
Snap. Oh. elsewhere, we had a non-Heritage Cup match, a rounds match, because they had gloves the first round. Wesley Trick Williams. And, you know, I'm a little disappointed in the result. I had all the faith in the world for Wesley, but it seemed to me that Trick Williams was in the gym training, but to show off his boxing skills, his wrestling prowess, but they were all for not. Jack Farmer, two questions. What happened with Trick? And do you want to see more rounds matches in NXT 2.0?
I got to say, as someone who covers both NXT 2.0 and someone who covers NXT UK, I don't think Mark Coffey's got to worry about any NXT 2.0 people coming after that championship anytime soon. And the reason is because clearly in NXT 2.0, they don't really understand how the Heritage Cup matches work, because Trick had his foot on the rope for that first Wesley fall, and then Trick knocked him out cold. And if you know the Heritage Cup rules, you know that means the match is over. It's done. Trick won this match. The fact that wasn't the end of the match for multiple reasons is absolutely ludicrous. This falls on NXT 2.0 not understanding the rules of the Heritage Cup. I'm very frustrated about this, as probably even more frustrated than Trick Williams is, to be totally honest with you. I am very upset about this. And the worst part about all this, it cost us an hour-long Melibration.
You're right. The elevation was actually better, superior. Let me peel back the curtain of wrestling talk just a little bit because we're not that kind of show. But there have been rumblings on the outside that Nash Carter has failed to appear of independent wrestling promotion appearances around the country. If you have an opportunity to reunite MSK, do you do it? Or do you say, Wesley, young man, you've showed and proved as an individual star, you can go forward as a singles competitor?
This is something that I would put to Wesley, because Wesley has done a lot of stuff to separate himself. He's done a lot of stuff to stand out on his own. And as a fan, I think it's win-win. I like Wesley. I like MSK. So it's a win-win either way for me. If I'm the general manager, I think Wesley has done enough and proven himself. If he wants to maintain a singles run, I say, you've earned it, go for it. If you are, if you want to get MSK back, then I think that's fair game too. I know it's not the harsh, you know, the cut and dry answer, but I really think this is something that falls to Wesley's.
No. See, a couple days ago on the Mac Mania podcast, you're like, Flopo, give me conviction, pick something. Now you're like, you know what?
It does sound really like me.
Yeah, that's the best Jack Farmer impression. Pythagorean theorem. No. And now you're like, oh, I'll leave it to Wesley. Which one is it, man?
I'd say get MSK back together.
Yeah.
Get them back together. Let's do this thing. Let's tear up this tag team division. They're exciting. They have an energy together. I think Wesley's good enough to be on his own. I think he proved that, but let's just get some energy and some fire in that tag team division. I think they've got the speed. I think they've got the style that would totally take that division by surprise. I think guys like the Creed brothers would get caught off guard. I think Schism, is it Schism?
Yeah.
Dyad?
It's Dyad and Bugazi is a Schism.
Okay. Well, I think they'd catch them off guard. I think that they have the speed and the talent to really light that division up.
Okay, you know what? I'm more peeling by the curtain here. And this is for the people listening or watching right now. It is 93 degrees in my apartment. I'm trying to go through this, but Mike Wexler said something so egregious. By the way, Zion Quinn for NXT 2.0 champion. Look, I understand a lot of NXT fans don't watch the show NXT Level Up. You should. But this past week on NXT Level Up, Zion Quinn lost to Quincy Elliott. A man with a record so bad that I don't think they have a chance of being top of that division. You go to the D show and lose, ain't no way you're going to be champion, Mike. Ugh. Anyway,
moving on. Yeah, look, it's hard to get to that 2.0 championship if you're not winning on Level Up. Because Level Up is supposed to be a momentum builder at this point.
And Zion Quinn needs it.
Yeah.
Hot question, man, because I'm not a journalist. I don't have any answers. What is up with Diamond
Mine? I think Zion Quinn. Oh, I just stepped all over your face.
No, fine. Who cares about Zion Quinn? He sucks. What's up with Diamond Mine, man? Are they together or not?
I mean, the first thing I think about when I think of Diamond Mine right now, which is, and this is so unfortunate, is Apollo Crews is just a home wrecker, isn't he? Like,
no.
I mean, this guy, he's just constantly trying to get in the way of this happy family of guys who work together and get stronger. And he's just trying to be the home wrecker, just trying to get in there and just trying to break them up and make them unhappy. Here's the thing. The Creed brothers, I know they feel like, hey, this guy is a veteran and he's being nice to us. So we want to take the path of least resistance instead of trying to be hardened like a diamond from Roderick Strong. But that's not going to get them where they want to go. Apollo Crews, he's one of these guys. Apollo's one of these guys. He knows what he's doing. He's seen the future. He knows that what he wants to do, he just wants to pull them away, get all their attention. When they say, hey, we broke up with Diamond Mine, he'll be like, you know what? I think I'm just going to move on to my next thing. Look. Ask Commander Aziz about Apollo Crews.
Maybe Aziz found out he wasn't Nigerian prince. Imagine that. Anyway, Apollo and Roderick Strong had the match. And to be fair, as much as I like Roderick Strong, the hey guys, listen to me, is never going to work. I don't care if you mean the break room at the office or in the ring. And I think Diamond Mine has to think about what the next step's going to be.
They have to think. I mean, look, they're sitting around like a bunch of dorks watching TV all day instead of being a part of the wrestling match. They need Roderick Strong.
Stop making fun of our fans. They love us. These dorks watching wrestling all day. Terrible.
These guys, these lazy bumps on a log. If it wasn't for Roderick Strong coming back there and snapping some sense into them and getting them working, they'd never get anything done. They'd be on there looking at a little projector onto the wall all day going, hey, this was a cool match, was it? No, they need Roderick Strong to toughen them up, to strengthen them up, and to make them better.
Well, speaking about shifting alliances, Pretty Deadly Last Legend, question mark? I didn't think that was going to happen in a million years. And Last Legend did it by talking off Malik Blades. By the way, it is August. What is Malik Blade doing wearing sweater vests? Can someone explain that part to me? I have no idea.
Style doesn't understand temperature, Flobo.
I'm hot. I am sweating like Brother Love right now. But what is going on? Pretty Deadly Last Legend? I didn't see this one coming.
This is what a sassy trio those three are going to be. I am so excited. You're right. Did I predict it? Absolutely not. But I think they're going to have some really fun chemistry. I don't know if I would have thought about those guys, those three being together at any point, but I can't wait to see them interact with each other. I think it's going to be hilarious. I think it's going to be great. And I'm excited. I mean, Malik and Idris, though, good for them. I mean, just everywhere they go, they've got girls talking to them. It's pretty good. Good for them. That's what they wanted when they started with 2.0, right?
Somehow in this new, I guess, they wanted Mandy Rose, but that's another issue entirely. Somewhere between all this NXT UK tag team division on NXT 2.0 is Briggs and Jensen, the actual champions. They're also in the mix as well. Question. Do Pretty Deadly get their titles back? Are they the next NXT UK champions?
I hope so. I mean, they are the best tag team going. Why not? As long as Briggs and Jensen don't keep ducking them the way they are or keep trying to sneak attack them the way they have been. By the way, Lash Legend, a true friend, you know, is coming out there and standing up for Pretty Deadly. I mean, how do you not just give her a round of applause for just being there for her friends, even though they don't necessarily have a long history together? She's like, I know good people when I see them, and Pretty Deadly are good people. And Briggs and Jensen, they're jerks trying to get involved.
I would love to see the Pretty Deadly Lash Legend group chat. Like, what are they possibly talking about the entire time?
Oh,
what?
That would be so fun.
What would they have in common?
That would be so funny.
Well, I want to see how that one shakes out. I hope it's a long-term thing, though. I do think that Last Legend was missing something, that her show was canceled, hiatus. Mm-hmm. But I do think Pretty Deadly also needs something, too. So they might actually work out for each other.
I like that they're like I said, sassy, but like they're different. And I like that. I think so often in pro wrestling, you go, oh, these two people are similar. Let's pair them up. But mm-hmm. I like the idea of these guys are all very different, but I also see them. They also have that same kind of their mouths write checks, if you know what I mean.
That's true.
That I think is very fun to see happen. So I think they'll have a very fun dynamic.
Let's talk about our main event. Cora Jade. Oh, evil Cora Jade against Zoe Stark in a match where Cora had a mission side quest, if you will, to soften up Zoe Stark. Didn't work out that way. Zoe Stark not only won the match, she just laid out Mandy Rose. So damn, social media moment of the week. What? Question.
Was that social media moment of the week?
Yeah, it had the most impressions because of how Zoe flipped Mandy Rose and her head hit the belt on the way down. Does Zoe Stark have any chance of walking away the NXT Women's Champion after next week at Heatwave?
Of course she does. I mean, look at her. She's everything you want in a pro wrestler. She's incredibly gifted. She got a big win tonight. On Tuesday, she laid out Mandy Rose. She has everything you're looking for. That said, will she win the title?
Yeah.
No one's taking that title off Mandy Rose. Come on, Flobo. Why we don't even need to have this conversation? It's definitely going to happen, or it's definitely not going to happen. Mandy Rose is going to retain. Mandy Rose is going to be the champion for as long as Mandy Rose wants to be the champion, because she's the best. She's going to start knocking off the longest reigns of all time, and she's going to check them off. We're going to celebrate as we go. It's Mandy Rose's world, Von Wagner, and we're just living in it.
Oh, yeah, give me those hot 90s sayings or what have you. Zoe Stark doesn't seem to be the most credible threat that Mandy Rose has come across, though. But I don't know. I feel like if Zoe doesn't get this done, maybe it may be a blue or red brand in her future.
I believe the blue or red brand is in her future one way or the other. And I think that's why I think her and Nikita being in the tag team tournament is is going to be their soft entrance into the main roster.
Why won't Tiffany Stratton leave Wendy Chu alone?
What the hell are you talking about? How is what? Wendy Chu not the bad guy here?
Why won't Tiffany Stratton leave Wendy Chu alone?
Darkness hiding in Tiffany Stratton's room.
Ask the question.
I just want to go relax and sleep. And then Wendy Chu literally did what Randy Orton did to career kill people. She put on the visors and turned out the lights. Are you kidding me? Wendy Chu's a menace.
No, she's not. She is nice. She has nice pajamas. Tiffany Stratton has been Daddy's Little Rich Girl for so long. Maybe she got a little come up this man.
She was like, hey, I finally can relax. It was a long day. I can decompress. And
decompress
then Wendy Chu
backstage
from the shadows turned the lights off and attacked her from behind. What has Tiffany Stratton done to Wendy Chu?
I think you're ducking the question. You're ducking the question.
I'm sorry. Tiffany Stratton eliminated her from a match that she's supposed to be trying to eliminate her from. Wendy Chu is a complete and absolute menace. She needs to be stopped.
Oh, look, I'm a journalist. I just ask questions on the show. If you can't answer, I don't understand. But I just got to say, I don't understand why won't Tiffany leave Wendy Chu alone? That's the question I ask.
Tiffany's left her alone for a long time. She hasn't even looked her direction. Tiffany Stratton has got other things on her mind. She just keeps getting attacked by this psychopath.
Ridiculous. It's just really deplorable there. Tiffany Stratton should apologize. We have to move on, though, because I'm just sick to my stomach.
How dare you? I've always thought this was a professional show until you started, twisting facts and
we
trying
got, like,
to
fake paint make them in our fit background.
Your narrative.
Professional. Yes, we have an award. But professional, we're not one of those. But yes, I do twist narratives. Speaking of twisting narratives, what is up with this sit-down, bro? Tony D'Angelo, Santos Escobar. It's the most weirdest Loser Leaves Town match because it isn't a Loser Leaves Town. It's a if I lose, I leave match in Santos. Question. Talk about red and blue brands before, but it kind of looks like Santos is getting himself his own parachute to leave his family behind.
Flobo, this is why I can't trust your spin. Because this was not a final sit-down. It was the final accord, okay? It's the final accord. It's not the final sit down, even though they did sit down at a table in the park together to have this chat. It was an accord.
Yeah. Okay? A table to chat with a nice, like, little stretchy cover. Like, who laid this
stretchy linen? Yes.
What was there an assistant? Was there a roadie for the, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead. Dan was like, yeah, I'm coming. That's right. Alone. Did you bring the table and linen or should I pick it up on the way over?
I got the white one. No, I said the black one. Yes.
We're gonna see just how badly Santos Escobar really wants the Gato del Fantasma back, aren't we?
Yeah, I got a feeling he's gonna like totally say, you know what, just like Jared at Bash the Beach. Just yeah, go ahead. You can have him.
Like if I win, I gotta take him back.
Look, the Don of NXT has to be the Don, so he has to get a win here. I don't care if he does it by brute force or brass knuckles. I don't think Santos knows the stacks he's going into, no pun intended, in that matchup at Heatwave.
I am a huge Santos Escobar fan, and I believe in the guy. But you're right. Right now, Tony D'Angelo seems to be holding all the cards and seems to have – he's won every step of the way. And, you know, if we were watching any other game, like any other sport, and I told you this fighter has beaten the other fighter four times in a row or whatever the case is, and they're going to have a fifth match, you'd say, well, he's probably going to win again. Like, why would anything change? And now you're right. I think there's a part of Santos Escobar that probably is thinking to himself, I've been on my own for a while, and it's nice not having to worry about all these other people. It's nice not having to worry about what this tag team is doing and if they're successful or what Electra Lopez is doing. It's nice to be able to just focus on me for once. And so I think he's probably looking at this like, you know what? Maybe it's not something I want to do. Maybe I don't want to win. Whereas Tony D'Angelo, he has to win. He has to win this one. Otherwise, he loses control and the thing he's fought for so much. I think Tony D'Angelo is going to take this one.
Well, sidebar, I do want to say Santos is one of the best performers. When he's feeling something, I'm like, wow, this storyline should be old and tired and drawn out, but the sit down really was compelling television. Shout out to the producers.
Accord.
The Concord, whatever. But let's get into it. Heat Wave next week. I think the first time NXT has revived the Heat Wave brand. We already previewed it. Let's go. Santos Escobar, Tony D'Angelo. If Santos wins, Legado is free. If D'Angelo wins, Santos leaves NXT. Who you got?
I got to go Tony D. Tony D he's won already, and he's gotten more powerful every time. This is Tony D's to win, and Santos should have just left town.
I'm with you here. I think Tony D wins this one. NXT Championship is on the line this time. JD McDonagh is going for the mind games. If Joe Gacy couldn't do it, it's McDonagh versus Bron Breakker for the strap.
JD McDonagh, the Irish ace. This guy's destroyed people left and right over in UK, and I think he continues to do that here in NXT 2.0. I think he's going to pick apart and break Bron Breakker. Breakker, he's been this guy that's been trying to just fight through injuries and pain and getting beat up and able to take more than anyone else can throughout his entire run. I think JD McDonagh is going to see all the little scratches and damage and breaks that he's had over the course of this reign, and he's going to take advantage of it, and he's going to become your new NXT 2.0 champion.
That's a hot take. I got to say, is it now a chance to see what McDonagh really means at 2.0, but Bron Breakker has to retain here. I think their title run has been a little bit wobbly for himself and us watching at home. We need a dominant victory. Just me. How if you hear me, right, Maj?
The dominant victory.
Yeah, he's a dominant victory here. It needs to be like a, wow, this here's a signature. You can do it all, baby. Talk about the women's division. Mandy Rose against Zoe Stark. Mandy is one of the longest NXT women's champions of all time, but no one has the stamina as Zoe Stark does. I know you say Mandy is hard to beat, but can Zoe do it on Sunday or Tuesday?
We talk about must-win matches, and we talk about people who have their back up against the wall. Mandy Rose, more than ever, has her back up against the wall. She doesn't have the tag team championships in Toxic Attraction anymore. That title is what she needs to stay at the top of this company, and so I think she has to win this one, where Zoe Stark, she's already got her attention divided over to gold elsewhere. I think this is Mandy's to win.
I'm actually in agreement with you. The North American title is also on the line, getting his Mellowbrasion interrupted. Giovanni Vinci, the slow sauntering man, says, I actually get my shot. Giovanni Vinci, who's undefeated against the A champion, Carmelo Hayes.
Picture perfect matchup. I'm excited to see it, but I think that Carmelo Hayes gets the win. He's the A champ for a reason. I think that he's going to hold on to it and continue with a giant heat wave Mellowbrasion.
Oh, here's a match I can get behind. Friends are not just being annoyed by each other. Jack, as Cora Jade takes on Roxanne Perez.
Cora Jade gets the win here. The thing that was holding Cora Jade back is she wasn't vicious enough, wasn't angry enough. I think now she's got a mean streak, and she wants to finally show Roxanne Perez that she never needed her in the first place. And the only reason she was being Roxanne's friend is because she was trying to help Roxanne Perez until Roxanne Perez got too big for her britches.
Do people have britches anymore? Is that like an old school term? Like
you're not wearing britches?
No. I buy all my underwear out of a bag. All right. So before I get to this week's MVP of NXT, by popular demand, I have this pun calendar that I got by Evan Mack. And today's pun says, never let your children watch the orchestra. There's way too much sax and violins. And this is why I hate puns. Jack, now it's time for your MVP of NXT besides Thea Hale. Who's the god for you in this week's episode of NXT or NXT UK?
This week, I wanted to give my MVP to Sid Scalia.
What?
Sid Scalia, yeah, because I've noticed, you know, sometimes GMs don't get enough credit for what they're doing. Sometimes GMs just get overlooked, but we bash
like you when you want to get like Regal fired.
Like pick apart GMs. I always like to look at the hard work they're doing, and
you
I
want to look at the hard work
because this week Sid Scalia saw Tyler Bate coming in, and he knows that Tyler Bate likes to attack cameramen and likes to have reckless bouts of anger backstage. So Sid Scalia cut him off the pass. As soon as he got in there, Sid Scalia was like, whoa, Tyler Bate, don't get involved. And he's like, oh, but I want to get involved. He's like, no. And I got to give Sid Scalia credit for having the foresight to know that Tyler Bate was up to no good, as always, and stopping him before it happened. Sid Scalia, you are this week's MVP.
Just ridiculous. I thought for sure you would have given it to Eddie Dennis after appearing out of nowhere, but you gave it to Sid Scalia. I am floored, shocked, gobsmacked. Hello, Oliver Carter, man. He went 1-2-3 out of a quote-unquote unbeatable faction called Diva Amelia. It's got to be the hottest wrestler under the sun and potentially one of the hottest contenders for the strap under the sun. Give it up for Oliver Carter, man.
Mr. All About Himself.
So you agree? Like, that's how you become MVP, man. That's if you're special, you know?
No. Sid Scalia looking out for the brand. Oliver Carter looking out for himself.
Well, how it is right now is that this time next week we'll be going over NXT Heat Wave. I'm kind of surprised or looking forward to it and see what they're going to do with this brand. It is an ECW title, but forget about that. Jack Farmer, if I wanted to connect with you, hang with you, see what you're doing online, people are saying you don't get to put yourself over enough. How do you go about doing that?
You can find me at Real Jack Farmer across all social media. You can also check me out on my Real Jack Farmer Twitch stream, which is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific time, as well as, of course, Mac Mania and Evolution of Movies. If you like movies, you'd like Evolution of Movies. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Basically, me and my pals, we talk about movies.
Oh, I was a little confused, but I'm so glad. I'm so glad you came through with that. Yeah, well,
I don't want to oversell it, but
it was bam. It's like when you go to like a store and just like this says what it says on the can, like beer, or like beans, you know.
Yes.
Brand. Flavor Boys. Beans. Yeah, my favorite. Flavor Boys. If you guys know on YouTube today, I sunsetted the longest running show. What's up, Flobo? Classic. Ended today, episode 232. Go back and check out all the other episodes if you have time.
Why 232?
Because I did it for my mom, and then last night my mom was like, your shows are not good anymore, so I ended it today. I'll show you, mother! So, 232 is the last episode. Check it out now on YouTube, youtube.com/Hobo Boys. And if you are watching on the channel right now, you know where to go.
Huh? Yeah.
All right, there, Jack Farmer. Well, until next time, good sir, say the words.
Do your best and be yourself.